Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Matt Weirich. Matt, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. And hey, look, Trevor Rogers going 8-3, no runs, no walks, multiple Ks. That wasn't on the old bingo card for a hot Monday in Baltimore, I guess, for a lot of people, was it?
No, certainly his emergence has been really surprising and really a revelation for this rotation. You know, two of his past three starts now really being impressive and maybe the two best starts by an Orioles pitcher this year. It's been a complete turnaround from what we saw from him in the second half last season when he made four starts and got sent down to AAA. And, you know, they had him go to work on a lot of different things, some tweaks to his mechanics, changes in pitch mix, and he's unlocked this velocity that he hasn't seen in 2 years. His changeup looked absolutely filthy yesterday. The slider was a point of emphasis for him when he went down to AAA, and it got a couple of whiffs last night in limited usage. So, he seems to be tinkering with a lot of different things, and we're seeing some positive results.
Yeah, best start certainly at home as an Oriole in a small sample size. He's controllable, Matt, as you know. Elias took a lot of heat, especially with Stowers was player of the month in the National League for the Marlins. Norby contributes to the cause there. But, you know, with unlocking hopefully what we saw in 2021, controllable guy, how do we view him? Let's not get carried away, but how do we view him not just for whatever run the Orioles might have in him to sneak into the postseason, but for the next couple of years as they're trying to figure out rotation pieces with three of their guys free agents after the season?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. They're losing a lot of guys potentially to free agency. Zach Eflin and Tomoyuki Sugano, Charlie Morton, all pending free agents after this year. Grayson Rodriguez and Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells, all guys with injury question marks. You know, hopefully we'll see them down the stretch this year, and maybe we can count on them to be in the rotation next season. But, you know, we thought the same of Grayson coming into this year, and it's, you know, late June, and we still haven't seen him. So guys with injury tags are always going to have question marks, and you need players you can depend on if you're going to bounce back from, you know, whatever this season turns out to be. And Trevor Rogers, while certainly it's still a small sample size, and he's going to have to continue to prove himself down the stretch here, being a left-hander in a rotation with very few of them, he has a chance here to carve out the niche and carve out a significant role as somebody who can be penciled into the rotation next year. So, you know, Stowers and Norby might have made the trade look pretty bad early on, but, you know, Stowers has struggled a lot lately, only one home run in his past 5 weeks, I believe it is. You know, Connor Norby, you're not exactly tearing the cover off the ball, and they're two guys who really didn't have long-term homes in this Orioles lineup. So, you know, maybe expendable and maybe – you know, to give up those two guys, you would have liked to get more of a sure thing, but we're starting to see, you know, what Trevor Rogers can look like once the Orioles go to work with him, and so far the results are pretty good.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on 105.7 The Fan, Birds and Rangers game two of this three-game set coming up tonight, 6:35. Now, Jackson Holliday, we played the cut from Tony Manzolino. In 2 years, according to my math, that's 27, because this is 25. Yeah. Five best players in baseball, to get him to be that guy. A year ago, he was on the Norfolk Shuttle, and he was brought up way too early, blah, blah, blah. Now here's a guy with a realistic chance to start the All-Star game and might make it on merit alone. But you talk about tweaking, Matt, as we look at one thing. Is there one thing we can look back at with Jackson Holliday as why he looks like a guy that belongs in the majors as opposed to a guy a year ago who was maybe rushed up a little bit sooner than he should have been?
Yeah, you know, I think honestly the biggest thing is his ability to hit fastball. Somebody who really struggled to catch up to the velocity when he got up to the majors last year. And, you know, being one of the youngest players in baseball, I believe he's the youngest position player at the MLB level right now. You know, it was always going to be an adjustment period. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, while maybe it was aggressive for the Orioles to bring him up when he did, you know, he had proven at the AAA level that he was ready. He had proven at the spring training level that he was ready to come up to the major leagues. There really was nothing left for him to do. You know, obviously there were struggles against left-handers and maybe some higher strikeout rates than you'd like to see. But, you know, when he was making contact with the ball, it was doing good things. And I think it was a very projectable profile. So, you know, they brought him up. He struggled and had to send him back down. And, you know, that's the way it goes for a lot of, you know, young top prospects. Roman Anthony with the Red Sox isn't exactly going crazy in his first taste of the big leagues. Nick Kurtz went up with the Athletics earlier this year and struggled before started to settle in. So, you know, I think it's something that you expect from a lot of players around this age, particularly ones who went from the high school ranks right into pro ball, didn't really get to see, you know, SEC pitching or things like that. So there was an adjustment period, but he's really started to show that he belongs. And certainly, you know, the Orioles coaching staff, Tony Mancino at the front of it, showing a lot of confidence in him.
Now, speaking of adjusting to the next level here, Coby Mayo, still waiting for the first homer, and maybe Lats will serve it up to him tonight down at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. But at first base, out of necessity, I mean, trying to find a home for him, whatever it is, Matt, he made a couple of nifty plays last night with a scoop. Seems to be a little more athletic around the bag than maybe we anticipated he would be. Is this going to be his home permanently in this organization? Mountcastle's on the 60-day IL. O'Hearn's a free agent after the season. Maybe he gets traded if the Orioles totally tank. But Coby Mayo, is he going to have to get to know and love and become really good at playing first base right now?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's definitely the most obvious position for him, given that, you know, Jordan Westberg's entrenched at third base, Jackson Holliday at second, and Gunnar Henderson at short. You know, barring any long-term injuries for those guys, there's just not going to be an opportunity to play on an everyday basis. It's not like they're going to start platooning Gunnar, and certainly they seem to be moving away from that with Jackson Holliday. So there really isn't a whole lot of opportunity for him on the left side of the diamond. And while Ryan Mountcastle is still under contract for next year, he obviously hasn't hit for really a year and a half now at a consistent level. And, you know, potentially could be on the trade block this offseason. He's certainly been in the rumor mill here for the past year or so. And, you know, Coby Mayo, you know, while third base is the position he's been trying to stick at, you know, he came up as a shortstop, and that was because of his athleticism. When he was drafted, he was listed as a shortstop. That's what he played in high school. And it's because, despite his large frame, you know, he does have a lot of good fluid movements to the ball. It really just didn't seem to come together for him once the speed started to pick up at the pro ball level, and that's why we're starting to see him at first base. But he still does have that athleticism that I think could help him adjust to this position well. You know, we saw it with Ryan Mountcastle, a guy, you know, who came up in the outfield, had to play first base, but given his athleticism there, settled into a Gold Glove caliber player. And not to say that that's what's going to happen with Mayo, but, you know, I got to give him a lot of credit. I see him out there every single day pregame working with John Mabry, Buck Britton, Tony Mancino, working on his footwork, his picking, his arm at slot, coming out of first base, turning double plays. You know, I wouldn't say he's a finished product by any means right now, but he is certainly putting in the work to try to get there.
Hey, Matt, with 85 games.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Left for the O's to get to 86, they have to go 52-33 the rest of the way. How confident are you in that?
Man, it's tough. You know, honestly, I think it's going to depend where they're at in about 5.5 weeks at the trade deadline, because are they still going to have a lot of the guys that are on this team now, you know, for that last month of the season? You know, is Ryan O'Hearn still going to be here? Cedric Mullins, Zach Eflin, Tomoyuki Sugano. You know, the Orioles are going to have to make a decision by July 31st on whether or not to keep this gang together. And with the way that, you know, some of these guys might not return on free agent deals, things like that, and the guys that you have coming back from injury, the prospects that you have coming up, you know, do they fit on this team long term? You know, I think there's some cases to be made to potentially trade those guys. So really, it's going to depend on where they are then. And honestly, you know, being 10 games under 500, it's not pretty. But I'm not really looking at the record necessarily, but how many teams and how many games away they are from that third wild card spot. Because as well as they've played, you know, over the past few weeks, they haven't passed anybody in the standings. The only two teams still behind them in the American League are the White Sox and the Athletics. So they need to start leapfrogging a couple of teams. They're three games back of the Twins. It's the next closest team there in the standings. If they're going to convince this front office not to sell.
Matt, I know Manzo real quick talked about Jordan Westberg, lefty tonight. I know Nolatz is more of a bullpen guy, but he pitched five innings his last outing. If Jordan Westberg's not starting tonight, what does this mean maybe for a possible IL stint?
It doesn't look like he's going to be headed to the IL. It certainly seems like he's avoided any major injury there, just a sprain on that finger. So Mancelino said that today was a possibility for a return, but mentioned tomorrow as well. So he might just need one more day. He was not available off the bench last night, but it does seem like an IL stint has been avoided to this point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.